Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
And baby, that's you on a good day.
Some of the new pictures at DougStephan.com warrant perhaps your judgment and or approval or not. They show me with the hair that actually is mine. Not that I wear hair, but I have not had my hair look the way it actually looks since I was in my 30s. So now you can, it is, I don't think it looks any different except my hair's sort of silvery, right?
Yeah, the only difference is you stopped using the Grecian a few years ago, right?
Yes.
So we updated the picture to show that.
Yeah.
With your silvery gray.
I think that was mature looking. Sort of a, I don't think my face looks any different.
Nah.
Just my hair looks different, that's all. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, we're going to feature a conversation with John Ratzenberger.
Yeah, How many people remember? Cliff Clavin there.
Cliff is here. In a few minutes. Then later on in the hour, we're going to talk about food, farm, and fun items like a brand new ice cream that you will not believe. I've tasted this stuff, and wait until you hear what we, I mean, this, where it comes from and how it fits in. Plus, Chef Louis' recipe. Louis is out, but Richie will be in charge of that. That's in the next half hour. Meanwhile, now, let's tout a new set of headphones. You know how much time you and I spend? I spend 6 hours a day with a headphone.
I'm 4 hours a day with mine on, yeah.
Yep. Have you ever wished, if you use it to listen to music, that your music player knew that you needed to hear a pick-me-up song? There's a Japanese company that has created a pair of mind-reading earphones.
Okay.
A pair of headphones. Well, apparently they have electro-sensor. It's a sensor that enables them to think or read your brain waves. The headphones in the center of your head read your mind, and in tandem with that, they play the music that you have on your mind. Sounds like Mara's taking a clairvoyant course. Sounds like the same kind of thing. I can tell what you're thinking. But headsets that can tell what you're thinking? It can create, sense your moods, that kind of stuff?
Two things.
Yes.
Okay. I'll believe this when I see it. I have to see it in action. You never, ever want your girlfriend to take clairvoyant classes.
Really?
It wasn't my idea.
Why in the world would you agree to that?
I didn't agree. I don't agree to anything.
The next time she comes out and says, do these jeans make me look fat? Or do these jeans make my butt look big? And you go, no, they look great. You're in trouble, dude.
I would never ask the world. No, I'm not, because I know. And that's an unfair and untrue statement, because she knows, I think, that she has a wonderful...
Let's not even go there.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, when girls start reading your mind, you're in trouble.
We'll see what happens. At the moment, it's not a problem, Richie, but thanks for bringing it to my
attention.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, John Ratzenberger is here. He has a new story to tell, so that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Recently, I don't remember exactly when, but I remember seeing a Cheers reunion on television with all of the people coming back, and I don't remember, maybe I can, why am I asking myself this question when I can ask Ratzenberger the question? John Ratzenberger played Cliff on Cheers.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin here.
Yeah, and they sound like a new, where are you from actually originally, John?
Originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All right, so you can get away with sounding like that.
Well, no, that Boston was just north of Boston.
Lynn, Revere.
That's right, Revere.
Right.
Lynn, the city of sin.
Hey, man,
you know,
this guy.
The way you go in.
That's very, very, very good. I haven't heard that for a long time.
We should tell you, John, Doug is from Boston, so he actually took me to the Cheers bar when I was up there to visit one time.
I bet you.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that still the top tourist attraction?
It is a big tourist attraction.
So,
yeah, right. It's on Boston Common, right next to, right behind the Storrow Drive. And it doesn't really look at all inside the way it looks on television.
John, how does it make you feel to know that your television show helped make the most popular tourist attraction in the city of Boston a bar instead of all the historic monuments that are there now?
Right.
And have been there for hundreds of years.
What I hearken back to is just before Cheers went on the air, with all the pundits saying that, you know, the American public would never accept a show set in a bar.
Yeah, or in Boston.
You know, that already had the stink of death around it before we were even on the air.
And how many seasons did the show go?
About 11.
Yeah, 11, right.
Seasons, yeah.
So do I remember correctly, wasn't there a television show that focused on a Cheers reunion? Don't I remember seeing that or some? I saw it on an airplane.
About 6 months ago we did that. Yeah,
right. And it appeared that many of you had not seen each other since the show stopped being taped and run.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people think that people who are in shows like this, showbiz folks, they always hang around together, they always go out together, but it's no different in that business than it is any other business. You get some people maybe that you become friendly with and you pursue a friendship with them, and others who just kind of go their own way. That's really sort of what happened here, isn't it?
Well, it happens everywhere. I was talking to one of the cast members of MASH. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's in Hollywood they have storage units where all the shows are put in these storage units, you know, and you don't unlock them for 30 years and still the same people, but they've never interacted.
Yeah.
No, everyone's, you know, goes off in their different directions. They have their own lives, families, you know, likes, dislikes. I've seen George from time to time and Kelsey, but we all got together for a reunion.
That's what I thought. All right. So speaking of going in your own direction, you for the last 5 years have been on the Travel Channel as the host of Made in America, and now you've got something new called RealityTVStar.com.
This sounds very cool.
Before we get to that, I just would sort of like you to explain to folks listening. When they see in the credits that you're the producer of the show, what does that mean? What did you do or what do you do in this new show as the producer?
Well, that depends. You could be the line producer. You could be the guy who makes sure that, you know, all the cameras are ready, plugged in, and, you know, the donuts are set up. You could be a creative producer in that you write the show, that you lend ideas to the show. You could be the guy who is coming out of pocket to fund the show. That's usually the executive producer, mm-hmm. you know, in partnership with the network or the studio.
So
or,
in this case,
you know, your Uncle Bob, wherever the money's coming from,
All right. So in this case, some of these shows that have been successful on cable have been self-funded because the cable channels oftentimes don't come up with the ideas. People like you who are well-known come up with an idea, and because you have some cachet, you can sell them. And then sometimes the people who produce them are the ones who make out because it's really their show. Is that the case with you?
Made in America?
Well, Made in America or this RealityTVStar.com, which is really your baby.
Well, yeah, RealityTVStar.com, it's a website for the people, by the people. I mean, it enables the public at large to have their own TV show or to become a reality star. See, now it's all done by chance. Someone in Hollywood has an idea, and they say, hey, let's do a show about lumberjacks. Say to someone, go out and find me some lumberjacks. Go do some film. Right. And it's a lot of expense for the networks to go out there and look for these ideas, send people out looking for different characters. Well, what we've done is reverse that paradigm. Everybody in the country, in the world, in fact, can send us a little video clip of their idea of why they think they've got a good idea for a reality show. Even if it's just you explaining the idea into camera, and everybody knows how to use a phone camera, a digital camera. You submit the videos, slice of life clips. It could be you, your family, fraternity, sorority, your school, anything you think can make a good show, a hobby or a pastime. And we put it up online, and people vote on it. And depending on the votes, we take it to the network. Now, the networks are overjoyed that we're doing this, because it saves them a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, basically we're going out to sea with fishing nets and bringing them back thousands of ideas.
I've got to imagine, John, that this will be wildly popular and that you will get a ton of response. People are out there. I mean, you just look at YouTube and the amount of video that they have uploaded every day of people trying to entertain the world. So if somebody sees an opportunity like this where they can put that little YouTube video up there and give it to you and have the possibility of it becoming a TV show, you're going to get mobbed.
Well, yeah, we think so because all throughout the years that I've been doing what I do, I can't tell you how many people have come up to me with ideas and saying, hey, this would be a good idea. Why don't they do a show about that? Or
So have you ever done that? Did you ever have an idea for a show and you went in and pitched it? It's amazing the stories that the pitch stories that you hear, and I wonder if you've tried it on your own.
Pitch stories about what?
But to pitch a show.
Just any show that you have an idea for.
Have I ever done it?
Yeah.
I've done it 100 times.
Have you?
Sure.
So Doug and I have this great idea for a TV show, John. It's called Good Day USA. It's where these two crazy guys get together with a couple of crazy chicks, and they do this morning show, have a lot of fun, the whole thing. What do you think?
Hey, it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the audience likes it, you know, I would imagine someone's actually listening to your show now.
Let's hope so.
You know, and so you extrapolate that out, and maybe they'd want to watch the
show. So there we do. That's what we do, Doug. We take a video of the show, which we already have.
We have.
We send it to realitytvstar.com.
Yep.
John picks us as the winner.
Yay!
Hopefully. And we get a TV show.
The public picks you.
The public picks me. That's right.
So how does that work? Explain how that works, John.
Nothing to do with me. No, the online community itself will go, and they'll rate what it is, but also that's the way we bring it to the network. We say, look, you know, women between 18 and 35, you know, love this.
Right.
So we bring them the demographics as well. See, that just for them doing the demographics cost them a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But now we bring them the demographics.
How smart is this?
Show.
Yeah, man, this is so smart. In order for you to submit your video, you're going to pay a subscription rate of $5 a month for the first 12 months, $9 a month for 6 months, $15 a month for 3 months. So, and this is something that just launched this week. John is here at the end of the first week. So what do you get so far out of the submissions? Quality, quantity, super, exciting? What do you see?
Well, so far, two of my favorites, actually. One's a private detective down in Florida. Mm-hmm. He's a private detective bounty hunter. And the other one is a fellow, Sammy Davis. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. And, boy, that brings tears to your eyes.
Stories of war?
What's that?
Is he telling stories of war? Is that what the...
Telling the story of how he was given the Medal of Honor. He's the guy whose exploits they copied from Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump runs into the jungle, saves his buddies.
Yeah. John Ratzenberger is a delightful gentleman. Cliff, thank you. John, thank you. RealityTVStar.com. Check that out for your own show.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Stephens the Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens the Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that. Talking earlier about Pat Benatar, I often, not because I was thinking about it, have confused Belinda Carlisle with Pat Benatar. Richie's going to get all bent out of shape now because I said that.
You know, one's a pop star and the other one is a rocker.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, same era, you know, yeah. Very popular. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
This is a Belinda Carlisle number one song during this week in 1988. The first year of the Good Day program, I Get Weak. Yeah, Pat Benatar is the rocker.
Pat Benatar is very much the rocker, yes.
Pop song stylist, if you will.
Pat Benatar used to date who? And did a hit with who? You remember that? You would have really impressed her on the airplane when she was sitting behind you the other day.
I don't remember.
If you would have said, you know, I remember when you were dating John Cougar Mellencamp, or back then John Mellencamp, and your song, I Need a Lover, that you did with him. It's awesome.
I think she was sort of known for being a little rough, right? In a sense?
Yeah, rough how? Rough, like, she's got a little bit of an edge to her? Yeah.
Know,
she was never, like, hardcore mean or anything like that.
She's not like Lindsay Lohan.
No. She's got a very sweet personality, but she was a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a Joan Jett type thing.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Joan Jett. There's a name we haven't heard for a while. Good stuff, though. That I like. See, that's the kind of pop stuff. I drift from one reality to another from time to time when it comes to music. Here's something else that is sort of, a drift into reality. The whole business about a picture is worth 1,000 words. How many of you have seen this picture, this photo of this young boy? This controversy started with a father placing on Facebook a rifle in the hands of his young son. To the point where after this made the rounds, the New Jersey Department of Children and Families went to this guy's house to find out whether the child should be taken from the parents. The Second Amendment people went bananas about this. The picture is at DougStefan.com. There are very strict gun laws in New Jersey. The Northeast, I think, Connecticut, ever since what happened at that school, people have been more bananas about this than would be the case. In my mind. But that always happens. We react, we do not act. The picture of the boy standing in front of the house holding a rifle. That's what's there. And because of that, the neighbors who saw this posted called the Children's Protective Service in New Jersey, and they went to the house to find out what Sean Moore did. Mr. Moore said he gave his son, Josh, the gun as a present to use on hunting trips. Mr. Moore was at a friend's home. His wife called saying the state child welfare investigators were at the house. Local police showed up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They went into the house to inspect the family's gun collection.
Well, they wanted to.
I thought they did.
Mm-mm. They wanted to
come
in.
The lawyer kept him from going.
No, they wanted to come in and see into my safe, he says, and wanted to see my guns were registered. He said, in New Jersey, you don't have to register your guns, and if you don't have a warrant, you can leave now.
And that's what they told him, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But still, think about the hoopla around the picture.
They haven't been back since.
After the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology. Fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? A fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway, so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss for a limited time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Heavens for small favors.
Yeah. I guess I could be down with that.
All right. We all need to be thankful. I've said that and I really mean it. I think you need to start your day every day and through the day give thanks. You don't have to say, you don't really want to do the God thing. You say, just thank you as you're finding something that's really good.
Then who are you saying thank you to?
Well, I think it goes into the ethos.
You should always thank somebody.
Really?
Or
right.
Something.
Okay, so who would you thank?
I don't have a problem thanking God.
No, I don't either.
Or you. Or my dog.
Really?
Well, I don't have a dog anymore, but
yeah,
if I had a dog, I'd thank my dog.
We're going to get a dog for Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs are great. You can talk to the dogs all the time, like talking to the trees. I talk to the trees.
I'm working on setting up two pugs in South America right now that
really?
Will soon bear, hopefully, a little puppy for us to bring home.
Huh. What made you, why pugs?
My wife's cousin in Colombia has a pug, and it was the coolest little dog I'd ever met.
Yeah, the cool little dog.
And so I had never been interested in one before, and since then have met a dozen people who have them or have had them, and they're durable, good temperament little dogs. So they were going to breed this dog, and we said, we'll take a puppy.
Oh, sweet.
So I had to fly to Bogota to get it, but,
A little expensive. Mm. We're talking food and fun in this half hour of the program. We're going to meet P.J. Quesada, who has developed, Richie, the most amazing ice cream. You know, I'm an ice cream connoisseur. Nobody pulls a bad ice cream trick on me.
Yep.
And I opened up some of the ice cream.
You're the guy that supplied Breyers with their milk for their ice cream for years.
A long time.
Yeah.
So now we have this this company that actually been around, a regional company, been around for a long time, Raymar Foods, that's producing this ice cream that is not made. There's not one bit of milk, not one bit of cream, not one bit of dairy in it. And I had some of it yesterday, and I tell you, this had a little rice taste to it, but this is very good stuff. So we'll talk about that and how that came to be in a few moments. I'd call your attention to our friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who posts every day. He's got a very big following, a blog following, and the Supermarket Guru boxes at DougStefan.com next to the Queen of Cheap box, filled with a couple of interesting things this week. For example, as we are into spring, where to go, what foods to buy in the supermarket that are lighter food choices. We seem to be, eat more meat and things, heavy things during the wintertime.
We made shrimp and pasta last night, a scampi, and it was light and it was very good.
Okay, and we also have been talking a lot today and through the week about coffee with this new, I think you saw the story or heard the story about this new coffee that's 200 times stronger. And then it's the coffee bag that comes to the store has a skull and crossbones on it. It's called Death Coffee.
The flavor or the caffeine?
Caffeine.
Wow.
200 times the normal amount of caffeine.
So it's like Monster Energy drinks or one of those things.
That's right. It's exactly
but in coffee form.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right. How do you like them apples? Also, tips on which leftovers you should keep and which ones you should toss coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
The perfect cup of coffee is now just moments away. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Folgers Fresh Breaks Roasted Concentrated Coffee offers a convenient way to enjoy the authentic taste of a hot cup of coffee anytime, anywhere, no brewing required. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President, Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
Folgers understands how important it is for coffee lovers to be able to enjoy a delicious cup of coffee no matter where their day takes them. Our Fresh Breaks coffee offers even more convenient ways to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee at a moment's notice without sacrificing authentic taste.
For a free product sample, visit Facebook.com/Folgers to share where you could use a fresh break. The first 350,000 qualified coffee lovers to request a sample will receive a Fresh Break sample stick and coupon in the mail while supplies last. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right. So, speaking of perfection, before we get to this great ice cream, Richie, Chef Louis, who's not able to be with us today because he's ill, has posted at the recipe box. Chef Louis' recipes are in line under our crowdfund and the story of our program in video and vroom, vroom, vroom. You see Chef Louis' recipes. What does he have for us today?
Oh, today he's got something that goes great with a scoop of ice cream, Doug. Raspberry Delight.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Jell-O raspberry concoction. You take partially defrosted raspberries and angel food pieces, and you mix and chill them. Angel food cake, yeah. Yep. You tear that up, put it all in a Bundt cake, mix it together, serve it with a dollop of fresh cream on top, or you could use some ice cream.
Yes.
And the recipe is right at DougStefan.com under Louie's picture there in the contributors box. All you need is a box of Jell-O, a container of frozen raspberries, some angel food cake torn into bite-sized pieces. Boom, you're done.
And we can get Mr. Quesada's ice cream to go along with it.
Absolutely.
PJ Quesada is the marketing director for Ramar Foods. It's his family's business, Richie, a specialty tropical ice cream manufacturing business. And I want to tell you, I have tasted this stuff, and it is yum, yum, yummy. So I understand that your family business is one thing, but your real business is in film and media, right?
Well, it's definitely been one of my interests. I've always loved movies, but as soon as I started...
We're going to pitch a reality show. Maybe you can help with producing it for us, and we'll focus on ice cream. How's that?
If it's about ice cream, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. I am a connoisseur of ice cream, have been all of my life. I have a dairy farm. I don't know if you knew that or not. Pete, can I call you PJ?
You can call me PJ.
All right. So on my farm, sounds like old McDonald, E-I-E-I-O, I sell raw milk, raw cheeses and pasteurized cheeses and that sort of thing, and ice cream. And I get ice cream made specially for the store from the cow's milk, and it is wonderful. You were kind enough to send me some of the Magnolia ice cream that your family has been producing and distributing, and I had some of it yesterday, and I will tell you something. It doesn't taste like ice cream that comes from the milk of a cow, but that doesn't mean it doesn't taste good. It tastes fantastically. I tried two or three of them, actually, and I had to put them away because I could have made a meal out of it. So how do you do this? There's probably a secret recipe, and if you told me, you'd have to shoot me. But in general, how does the Magnolia brand produce its ice cream?
You know, actually, we do use pasture-raised dairy. We use California cows, as they say, the happiest cows in the world.
I didn't think there was any dairy in it at all. I don't know where I get that idea.
There's plenty of dairy. Well, since you're a dairy guy, it's 14% butterfat. That makes it premium.
My ice cream is 18%. Mine is 18%, so that tells you how bad my ice cream is or how good it is.
It sounds delicious.
It's great stuff. But for some reason or other, I thought this was made with stuff other than, so my mistake. I didn't look at the label. I just am feeling the content. The texture of the ice cream is a little different. Maybe that's what it was.
Well, you know, a lot of ice creams out there, like vanilla ice creams, you typically have a whole lot of milk, and then you have, like, just a little bit of vanilla. And I ask the question, does the world really need another vanilla?
No.
Exactly.
So
what we do is we take fruits from all over Southeast Asia. Like, our mangoes, for example, are grown in the Philippines. That's where we think they grow best. And we put a lot of fruit in the ice cream. Some of our ice creams have, like, 30% puree in the formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's not typical for ice cream. So,
there's nothing in your list of flavors that would make you confuse it with anything that's normal. Maybe coconut. You can get coconut ice cream, but other than that, man, mango, avocado, purple yam, Thai tea. And so how do you know, you try these things out, do you find that one is outselling the other, or are they all doing pretty much the same?
You know, the purple yam is the most interesting flavor, and I think that's the one that people kind of latch on to because of the color. I mean, who's ever heard
raspberry.
Of purple ice cream?
It's raspberry. It tastes like, it doesn't, but I thought it would taste like raspberry.
Right. It's more of a savory ice cream, actually, which isn't being done a whole lot. But actually, in up in the Northeast, avocado seems to be the number one seller.
Is it?
Yeah, you know, you can try dipping. If you get, like, these falafel chips, spiced falafel chips, you can actually dip these chips in our ice cream and eat it like a kind of reverse guacamole.
Yum, 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 yum. So what else does Magnolia, you have a couple of different things that you do that are interesting. Beside these great ice creams, what else have you got that's unusual?
We also have a line of milk bars. I mean, you remember these creamsicles from back in the day? It's kind of like half popsicle, half ice cream bar.
Right.
We do a lot of tropical flavors in these milk bars, too. So some people don't want to fuss with a spoon. and we definitely give you that option to go spoonless.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, this thing, and this is because the success of this company, folks, is all because of a couple of things that you hear me talking about all the time. The locavore movement, people want to know where their milk and their ice cream and their vegetables and the meat comes from. But also, we're interested in quality. I think many more people will pay a little bit extra for something they know that is good. And they also like something that's different. And this, the way you have manufactured this, anybody who's health conscious is not going to really have a problem with it because there are all kinds of healthy thoughts that go with this, right?
You're right. I mean, we use whole fruit purees. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a great thing. I would tell you that in my mind, keeping your eye on Magnolia ice cream would be a good thing to do. Do you have distribution all over the country?
We're nationwide. You know, our family's been selling this ice cream into a lot of the Asian supermarkets for 40 years because, you know, people that come from Asian countries are really familiar with these fruits.
Right.
But a couple years ago, we realized that, you know, I think the rest of the country is finally ready for these flavors.
Yep.
So we cooked up some new ones. We repackaged some of our old ones that we've been selling for 40 years, and we've been getting a lot of great response.
So you also have, tell me a little bit about, we got about a minute less, a little bit less here. You have a parade, you're involved in a parade in Manhattan on April 17th. What's that all about?
Yeah, actually, we've got two events. April 17th is our social media week event at WeWork Studios in Manhattan. The second one is on June 2nd, and this is one of the largest Filipino parades in the United States. So we also do Filipino food. I'm half Filipino.
Yeah.
And this parade calls out 80,000 Filipinos from all over the Northeast right into downtown Manhattan on Madison at 5th. Madison at 25th. And there's just a huge, huge ice cream party that we're going to have.
That's what we want, an ice cream party the week of April the 17th. Check out Magnolia's ice cream varieties at Raymar Foods, RAMARfoods.com, RaymarFoods.com. PJ, good to have you here. Thanks and continued success for you and your family with all these great foods. RaymarFoods.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Discover card, cashback concierge here.
Cashback concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High-five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I promised I'd give you some tips. The actual story about these leftovers that ought to be tossed or what you should keep is in its entirety at DougStefan.com. One of the things you have to look for is meats that are cooked. Some people think they last forever. They do not. So cooked chicken, for example, 4 days in the refrigerator, that's enough. Cooked meatloaf or meatballs, however, have a 3 to 4 month life in the freezer. That's where most people, after you cook them and eat what you can, put them in the freezer. Cooked lasagna, 3 to 5 days in the refrigerator, and then they need to go. The pieces of, I love this stuff, by the way. Fruit pies, 2 days in the refrigerator, and you should toss them. Can you imagine? I know people are laughing at me because I don't throw anything away. I'm just giving you the advice from people who are professional chefs. Fresh cooked fish, 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator, and it should be gonzo. Cooked pasta, 3 to 5 days, and kick it. Let's see here. Fresh raw fruit salad, 5 to 7 days, and it begins to collect dust. Don't want to do that. And bacon, 3 to 4 days after it's cooked. Get it out of the refrigerator. The rest of the tips are at DougStephan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What is known as March Madness can be more than maddening for employers across the country. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The NCAA College Basketball Men's Tournament, also known as the Big Dance, also known as March Madness, is now in full swing. 8 games played yesterday, 8 more this afternoon and tonight. Even if you know nothing about college basketball, chances are you've heard the term brackets in your workplace. Surveys show 58% of workers nationwide take part in office pools for this tournament each year, with an average of 90 minutes of productivity lost per worker per day. Estimates of how much this costs employers in dollars in terms of lost productivity range from $135 million to $1 billion nationwide. As far as keeping track of all those daytime games at the office, you can do it from your desk, online streaming. Tech expert Kip Compton at Cisco Systems says all this live streaming can slow down internet connections for everyone in the office, even those not watching the games. He offers this analogy.
The road's built to carry a certain number of cars, and kind of like if a game gets out at a stadium, there's going to be a traffic jam because there are a lot more cars than maybe the roads are designed to handle.
And how does Cisco Systems handle all the interest in following the NCAA tournament?
We allow employees to do these things, and they're accountable for their productivity, but we allow them to access these types of content.
If you can't beat them, join them. Tech experts are in agreement that March Madness may replace Cyber Monday in terms of highest internet usage in the workplace. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Dr. Forrest, dial 118.
A hospital ward, a manufacturing floor, a distribution center, or a retail store. At a firehouse, a courthouse, or a schoolhouse, Kronos is helping all types of organizations control their labor costs, improve workforce productivity, and minimize compliance risk. And that's leading to increased revenues, decreased costs, and creating happier patients, customers, and citizens. See how the Kronos Cloud can help your organization at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
On Wall Street, the markets were down yesterday. The Dow rebounded from its lows of the day, but still lost 90 points, closing at 14,421. NASDAQ slid 31 points, S&P down 12. Crude oil also fell by more than a dollar a barrel, finishing at $92.41. President Obama's trip to the Mideast continues today. Yesterday, he told university students in Jerusalem, peace is the only path to true security for all the people in the area, adding that he stands behind a two-state system as a pathway to peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Also yesterday, the president received Israel's highest honor, the Medal of Distinction.
This is an extraordinary honor for me. I could not be more deeply moved.
Israeli President Shimon Peres said President Obama has honored the traditional bonds of friendship between the U.S. and Israel. From the health column, most adults eat double the recommended amount of sodium. New study out released by the American Heart Association showing salt consumption all over the world is on the rise. Main culprits? Processed, commercially prepared food, overuse of table salt, and soy sauce added during cooking. Sodium intake is linked to heart disease and high blood pressure. And finally, we have some quotes of the week to pass along. We begin with Powerball. A rather large carryover jackpot up for grabs in tomorrow night's drawing. We're up to $320 million. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. New York is a Powerball state, and this New Yorker not only has his sights set on winning, but he has his next move all planned out.
Quit that same day.
Quit that same day.
And there'll be a vapor trail.
A vapor trail.
A vapor trail. Gone.
Gone.
Ronnie Hu.
Thanks for the great quote. Best of luck to Ronnie Hu. And finally, to Capitol Hill, earlier this week, when the head of NASA, Charles Bolden, spoke at a House Science Committee hearing. Bolden was grilled by Republican Congressman Bill Posey of Florida on what could be done about asteroids and other space debris that may be on a collision course with planet Earth. Listen to the question and to the answer about asteroids.
If you detected even a small one, like the one that detonated in Russia, headed for New York City in 3 weeks, what would we do?
The answer to you is, if it's coming in 3 weeks, pray.
Gotta love that. One of the best quotes of the week, if not the year. I'm David Weiss. Have a great weekend. That's the news that matters.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
For details.